Thursday morning, Michael from Yelp.com is here to talk about what?
What's hot and new?
What's hot and new? Like new businesses in the area?
For sure, Dave, for sure. I mean, the crazy amount of openings that we're seeing have not slowed at all.
No, Reno's growing day in Sparks, everybody. Northern Nevada's growing day by day.
I'm finally seeing the dreaded T word.
What's that?
Traffic.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, it happens, but it doesn't last very long.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah.
We're safe for a little while longer.
Totally.
But lots of places to go. I mean, get yourself outside your comfort zone. Stop staying in your little geographic box that we all have in Reno. It's a very sad syndrome that I see all the time. I mean, I myself am guilty of it.
Yeah.
We have our radius. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, there's cool stuff all over, and we're finally have destination restaurants to visit and destination activities. So
let's talk about them.
Let's talk. We're going to start in Northwest Reno with the Poke King. That's right. It's Poke King.
I don't know what that is.
Do you know what poke is?
No.
Really? You don't know what poke is?
Polka, yes.
No, polka, not polka.
Polka, no.
Poke. This is a staple of Hawaiian food. It's usually a raw tuna marinated in a variety of different sauces. But actually in Hawaii, you can find salmon, you can find tuna, you can find octopus, crab. I mean, you name it. It's a cold kind of seafood salad.
Mm.
And in Northwest Reno, we have our very first poke-only restaurant called Poke King.
Hmm.
And it's sort of the Chipotle model. You walk up. You pick your proteins, you pick your sauce, they mix it together, and then you have unlimited toppings you can put on top.
Oh, okay.
So there's a small and a large bowl. I highly recommend going for the large bowl every time. It's around 15 bucks. But you
okay,
can,
now where is this in Northwest?
So this is Northwest Reno, like McCarran and Mayenne in the Save Mart Shopping Center.
Okay,
same place
as
EG4 Korean barbecue. Let's see. So yeah, poke. It's a thing.
I'll try it.
We're also going to get a new business soon in Midtown called Finbomb, which will also serve poke.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Midtown, across the street, we have an all-new health craze. Well, it's not really a craze. It's kind of come and gone already, but we're getting our first dedicated restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's called Basic Acai. Mm. You know what acai is?
No.
Also from the Hawaiian Islands. No. This is a berry, but it's a superfood.
Oh, yeah. A-C-A-I.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Acai, they make it into a puree, and they put all kinds of beautiful toppings on top. Both Poke King and Basic Acai serve bowls that are made for Instagram.
Okay.
So get your phones out, start snapping the pictures, post them on Yelp, do all that stuff. In the brewery category, we have a new one that just opened.
Who's that?
The Mill Street Brew and Still.
Yeah, they just opened. Yeah.
Just opened. They're over there on Mill Street, just by Bertha Miranda's. And I think what's cool about the Mill Street Brew and Still is that they have a couple of different brands under there. They've got they have a beer brand, which the name is escaping me, but they have 10 Tor Spirits, and Tor is spelled T-O-R-R.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask Dan Ruby about Tors, he will tell you they're a measure of atmospheric pressure.
Okay.
And so the reason for the name is because they actually use a technique called vacuum distillation to distill their products.
Gotcha.
Pretty cool stuff. They'll geek out with you about it. Right now they're making vodka. I think the plan is to make gin and eventually, of course, the brown liquors, which are so popular. But right now they're kicking out beers left and right, and they're actually going to be at Yelpstronomy tonight, which is pretty fun.
Cool.
Last but not least, not really a locally owned restaurant, but something cool and new to the area. We've got Mod Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And Mod Pizza came to us by way of Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
This is a build-your-own pizza where you start by picking your crust, your sauce, all the toppings you want. They run it through the oven, and out comes a hot, fresh pizza just the way you want it on the other end.
Where is this place?
This is the old Brugos location, which is by the Hallmark store on Virginia and Kitsky by EG2.
Oh, okay.
Everything's located near an EG these days.
Well, they've got a lot of locations.
They've got a lot of locations. But there's a ton of other hot new businesses opening so quickly, I can't even keep up with it.
Yeah.
All you got to do is search hot and new on Yelp, and you can find out about all of these and more.
Mm-hmm.
And be up to date and be the person telling your friends where the cool place is to go next.